just felt like that was longer than 10.
I can't count.
I got Beatles on 8. Right?
Y'all ever seen a fat crackhead?
No.
Yeah. Somebody called me a crackhead earlier, and I was offended.
It was your hair.
What's wrong with my hair?
You didn't use a curl sponge today.
Yeah.
Bro, I got too much hair for curl sponge now. Like, I tried. It don't work.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I you got to understand, like, I'm doing this for the culture.
I know you're not.
Whose culture?
I'm doing this for my people.
What people?
I just you gotta understand.
When the fat crackheads.
No.
There ain't no such thing.
When you work in a predominantly, white establishment, you wanna let them know when it comes to black people.
Okay.
It's not what's on your head; it's what's in it.
Okay.
You feel me? Like
I
am not my hair. Word to Nicki Minaj or whoever said
it. This is your boy Chizzy Chad coming again to you live.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, that nigga
turned. Episode
44.
44. Episode Obama in this bitch.
Yeah,
MJ said this was episode Trump. I was like, you a jackass.
Yeah,
like,
I was upset for Obama. Because,
What did Obama do for this country?
Y'all want to have this convo?
Nah.
We can.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean.
Nah. I fuck with
Obama. It's a hard convo to have because, it was so long ago I can't remember, but I know he did something.
Yeah,
he inspired change for black people.
Yeah. I mean,
he was a symbol more than anything.
He was what?
A symbol more than anything.
That a symbol for, kids in kindergarten. you two can be president. When you 25 plus, you kind of have to be okay, what? Tell me what you're doing.
Bro. Hey, what you tell me? Hey, he gave me the option for the FHA.
Yeah, I mean that is one opportunity.
Yo, this nigga.
No, gear on the way.
Yeah, that's one opportunity. Yeah.
Let him know.
He had.
I don't got that.
Or he provided for people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he did. Especially for, teachers. I felt like that was one of his main things. You know, teachers don't make a whole lot of money, but he
looked out for the bitches.
He has put things in place for where teachers don't have to rent homes all their life.
Yeah, because I always wonder how teachers, the older I got, I wonder how teachers afford their homes because they don't make no money. No offense.
Crazy. My mom was a teacher or in the school system for a very long time. She had her stint as an assistant principal, all this shit. And it took her 15 years for the district that she was in. And they capped her out at, not 15, more like 20, and a master's degree. And they capped her out at $55,000 a year.
You're right.
After being a teacher for almost, 25 years type shit.
Bruh.
That shit now. Like, I'm not working 25 goddamn years to make $55,000 a year. I hate to say it.
Yeah, to be real, because I know there's people that don't make that much money. But 55 for 25 years is, no.
Yeah.
The progress has to be there for me to be in a company that long. And the money has to be there. After 25 years, I need to be a CEO or vice president or something and not $55,000. I need to be six figures after that shit.
You need to be six figures after taxes. That's very big, real big difference there.
Yeah,
you can make six figures, $100,000, you still ain't gonna take home but 70 racks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, I want to be at 150. You can take 40, and I take home 110.
70 racks in North Carolina, you a millionaire, though. Dependent, not Raleigh, though.
Nah, 70 racks after taxes?
No, yeah.
Okay. So 70 racks before taxes, it's you
might get 40.
Making it. Yeah.
That's not true.
45.
I'm talking about in Raleigh. In Raleigh.
I'll check the check.
lie.
It's because you get a check every week. That's the only reason you check the check, because every week is a check.
I'm checking the check.
Right?
95, he make 95 grand a year and get paid every week.
I do not.
Bro, you told us how much you make an hour. You said you make
52. Oh, I do. What, 52?
I wish. I'm not to be a mechanic like Chad.
The lot. I am not a mechanic.
Ain't you? You're not a mechanic?
No, I'm not. But lottery, 327 million.
321.
Yeah. I played me them numbers today. I had a dream last night and wrote them numbers down this morning.
Did you really?
No. Nah, but I did have some specific, like, three of my tickets, I picked the numbers, and then I let the computer. The rest. Yeah. But the lottery folks, the NC lottery people, did put out an article, like, last week saying that 75% of the people that have won the lottery is off the quick pick. Yeah. It's off the computer-generated numbers. Like, you niggas going out here dreaming, you seen your mother that died 10 years ago, and then you go play some numbers. You go look in the little psychic book and play numbers.
And what's little Tim birthday? Like,
yeah. 323. Goddamn, that.
I knew I should have played that straight.
Marion said what you did was you sat on the scale and wrote all the numbers.
I don't remember. I beat Marion the fuck up.
426.
I feel like I'm gonna get in the fist fight for the end of this month.
Yeah, you can fight me.
I would punch him in his forehead when I got here. Like,
what I do?
You call me fat or something, bro?
Because I said you was talking about the brand and shit, and I was like, the reason you got branded was because you a cow.
Yeah, and I box you up. If I'm a cow, you a goddamn billy goat, bitch. That's
yeah. Yeah. Big beard, bitch.
Yeah, you look like a goddamn ram.
Yeah. No. Not really.
You a sheep.
I'm hairy.
Yeah.
Hey, look, didn't you say your Neo or something was on Twitter about getting branded?
It's not my Neo, but...
Yeah, like, somebody that...
Yeah, Omega, right? A brother of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated.
Yeah.
He posted a picture on Twitter.
The illustrious.
The devastating brothers. No. posted a picture on Twitter, and he had brands on his chest. And, people that are oblivious to what it is and why we get it are up there bashing him, calling him
a slave,
you know, saying that these are things that they did to animals back in the past, like cows and shit, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, as a member of the same organization that has similar brands that he had, I was kind of getting worked up. Yeah. I wanted to argue with people, but I'm like, why spend my time arguing with people that are ignorant?
It's 2020, sis.
I did say I was going to reciprocate energy, though. But yeah. I was also like...
You wasting it.
It's like, at this point, niggas are going to troll. They don't give a fuck about true knowledge. Why even talk about it?
But the meaning behind the brands, you can't tell them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So
their opinion is irrelevant,
right? Y'all pretty much like, are y'all the only ones who really? Because y'all,
for the most part,
I feel like y'all
for the most part. I've seen Kappas.
Yeah, we got brands.
Kappas get branded. I've seen Iotas that get branded. Yeah. I've even seen Sigmas that get branded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know why people in other organizations. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen a dozen with brands. She had DST on her right butt cheek. I don't know. Word to Tupac. But I know why we get branded, and it was a pretty important reason.
Yeah.
That I can't really open up about.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? But
talk your shit.
And secondly, if people try to associate branding with hazing.
That's what you do after the fact.
I'm here to say that it is 100% your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certain brands that you get,
each brand means something different.
There is certain accomplishments or like there's a criteria behind.
Like, you can't get this unless you do something.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
gang initiation.
Yeah.
Yep. Young bruh got two brands. His joint was the double Omega symbol. So I'm assuming whatever he did was like up there. Like, this is just assuming, you don't have to confirm nor deny. But I done seen niggas with single brands.
I'm only here so I don't get fined.
I seen niggas with single brands, and I mean, as close as our chapters are at school, the old heads talk to the old heads, and then it trickles down.
You saying the niggas with single brands bitch niggas. That's what you trying to say.
No, they're not as real as some others.
Mm-hmm. What you gotta do
and then there's some people that can't get brands at all.
Mm. What you gotta do is you gotta take care of your chicken.
You gotta take care of your mental.
You gotta take care of your mental. Take care of your chicken. But
it's also people out here with brands that shouldn't have them.
Mm. And that is true. That, I mean, that's like me.
Some out here fucking each other.
Not like me. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool. I mean, that's
cool.
No, not that. I'm talking about the brands.
I'll fuck with
you. Yeah, but, like I said, I did feel some kind of way earlier. You know, I was like, yeah. Fuck all of y'all, you ignorant motherfuckers. But then it's also like, okay, the people that actually don't know why we get branded, mm-hmm. But it's also that I can't really answer.
Yeah,
cause it's,
answer
it's
the question time. As to why we get
if
branded.
If you're not part of the organization, you don't even know anyway.
And so,
but I seen a jackass earlier say you. You know, we have black people out here that chose to join a Greek lettered organization. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, they ain't no beyond NAACP. Ain't no nigger organizations out here. Like some jackasses are saying we got black people joining Greek lettered organizations. But I'm saying beyond NAACP and the fucking Thurgood Marshall Scholarship Fund shit. What other organizations is there for black people beyond Blood and Crip?
I'd be a Crip.
GD.
You know what I mean? It's like...
It's some shit.
Vice
Lewis.
It's like, go do your fucking research, bro.
Lion King.
But
not for you. Like, it's like... I just feel like... So, like, with me, I'm not a part of organizations, so I shut the fuck up and don't speak on it. I feel like most people should do this fucking thing. That's just my opinion.
You know what's funny? I bet you some of them people that were saying that...
Didn't get in.
Yeah,
didn't get it.
Remember, Buddy dropped that Kappa diss track.
Yeah,
that's you. Look
that
him
was,
up.
That shit was.
They said, "Yo, what you want? You went to the entrance meeting. We got the pictures.
They was posting pictures of the niggas
at the entrance meeting.
That's what, and that's what it boils down to. A lot of the people that talk the most shit
didn't get in
on the internet. It's not even that they didn't get in. A lot of them, they probably had an opportunity to get in, but they some bitch ass niggas.
Why are they bitch ass niggas, Chad?
Look. It ain't for everybody.
Right. Because do y'all remember it was a probate when we were in school? Y'all, I know y'all remember it. It was like an SG Road probate, and they like dissed every organization when they all went. And then they got lit up like probably 10 minutes after the probate.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, like, I feel like people need to just stay in their lane.
Just be happy for what you do in life.
Yeah, just,
be happy for everybody else.
Like, for real, if you ignorant to the fact, come ask me about it, I will tell you as much as I can.
Right.
Without overstepping certain oaths and creeds that I took,
keep sacred. Because, like, me and you are, like, close, really close, and you still won't tell me shit, which is fine with me, but I'm just saying, like, we've had conversations. Like, when shit pop up like this, we have conversations in the house, and you still, like, you know, go on now.
I mean,
there's no disrespect. I'm like, I get it. Boom, you know, just like you asked me some Crip shit, I can't tell you.
What
set was Michael Jackson in?
No disrespect, bro.
I seen the picture. You seen the picture? I showed you the picture.
He threw the seeds down. They should have fucked him up. But I can see him with moonwalking and shit now. But nah.
Oh man.
Speaking of Crip, man, I wish Aaron Hernandez is still alive because I square with him.
You look like him a little bit.
Pablo.
Yeah.
Pablo.
Man, like, Aaron Hernandez.
Is wild.
Yeah, he game too.
Hey, he sucked dick and killed people. That's
I do.
He Omar from The Wire.
I think Aaron Hernandez, I think as the nigga was 6'6", he was giving.
Yeah, easy.
He was giving. Because the little nigga, he fucking one up but 5'9".
Yeah, exactly. Cause like they, obviously, I don't know if you saw like the football pictures, but Aaron was bigger than everybody on the field.
Bro,
he was offensive line and smaller than him.
He was a problem out there in Bristol, Connecticut. But he was a man amongst
from
motherfucking
Connecticut
boys. Just drilling his quarterback. Though. Yeah.
From the seventh grade on.
The quarterback said, yeah, he was clapping my cheeks for a very long time, and it was we were almost like pretty much in a relationship.
You haven't seen it.
That's what he said, bro. Watch.
So like, yeah, because you haven't seen. So like, he was like, they grew up in a society, and let's be real, we grew up in a society where it was frowned upon. Mm. So even though they was fucking each other, they were in denial that they were pretty much in a relationship for like 8 years. You know what I mean? Like, and then when he died, and then
he came out sad.
So what happened was, the funny thing is the quarterback's dad was on the show, on the thing with him. So he was like, when bruh died and they was like, yeah, Aaron was gay. He was like, no, the fuck he wasn't. That's bullshit. And then it took like a couple weeks and bruh was like, dad, Aaron was gay.
and he was fucking me.
And he was fucking me. Then like, that's when bruh. So like, it's like, if you haven't seen the special, bruh, the special's kind of weird because it does delve deep into like, things we kind of didn't know about the whole Aaron Hernandez thing. But some of this shit was very unnecessary. Like, they had like one of his teammates up there who came out as gay, like a white dude. So it was parts of the documentary where they were talking about Aaron and things like that, and they would just cut to him. And I feel like he had nothing to do with what was going on.
He was building the foundation.
You think so?
Yeah, he was.
Kind of
he
like he'll beat up four niggas in the club, and they were like, yeah, so Aaron had a beard.
And you know what a beard is?
You know what a beard is?
A beard is a woman that a gay person is with to mask or hide the fact that they are gay.
Like how we have beards to mask how ugly we are. Yeah. They have beards as women to mask.
And you can take it a step even further and have a kid, and you can have a kid with the beard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So apparently that's what Aaron Hernandez. Yeah, that's what Aaron Hernandez is.
That's why, bro, like this shit. Wow. So it's only 3 episodes, 3 hours of your time.
It was like, yeah. So it when the shit. Like what year did this shit happen? What year did he kill Odin Lord? Like 2013.
2013.
Yeah. So nobody even up to now or prior to the documentary being dropped knew why the nigga killed Odin Lord. Mm-hmm. Come to find out,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
The same shit Michael Jackson said. Allegedly. Yeah. Odin Lord caught Hernandez in a compromising position. I'm assuming that compromising position or thing was he was sucking dick.
Yeah.
Or getting dicks up. Or getting his dick sucked by a boy.
So they were in a club like a couple nights before, and it was weird because he was they had the bitch up there and everything, some random bitch. He was dancing with this bitch. Aaron see Odin over there.
And liked him.
I don't know, but then he just dipped out. But then you see Odin like running behind him. So I'm wondering, like, was he fucking him? Like, not to be funny, but like, you know what I mean? Because like they said he saw Odin.
You think Odin got upset and was like, you know what? No. When you in here dancing with this bitch, I'm going to tell on you that we fucking.
Or either he saw Odin with another bitch.
And he got jealous.
Yeah, and ran out.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Like, we will really never know because the nigga that knew it all died, right?
And both of them died. You know what I mean? And then the other two that was with him, I don't think they knew the gist of it either.
Yeah,
but there was one nigga who threw me off during the whole. It was the nigga. So supposedly the nigga said Aaron shot him in the face. So
the cockeyed nigga,
And I get why he cockeyed. The funny part was when they brought him into the story. They showed a clip of him. He got shot in the dick, bro. No cap.
By who?
Listen, so he got shot. He got shot in the groin. You could see him bleeding through the jeans.
He went in the club and aired it out. He aired that fucking club out.
With him bleeding from the groin.
This is timeout. And this is why a girl told me, I'll kick you in the nuts. That ain't going to matter.
Yeah,
because that adrenaline rush is going to... Take over. Yeah. It's going to hurt afterwards.
Yeah.
But this nigga got shot in his dick and shot a club up.
I doubt he got shot in the dick.
It don't matter.
But like, he got shot in the area.
Yeah, like if you try to shoot me in the dick while I'm on gummy, you hitting balls. I'm definitely coming in there spraying shit.
Yeah.
I don't blame
him. I thought they going to shoot you in the fupa. That was all right.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
The food was fat, whatever you said.
Upper ball part. So he got shot in the groin and then went and shot 12 off in the club. So I was like, cause they was. So, like, the thing is, like, they was explaining how tough he was. Then they showed him testifying. I said, this ain't the same nigga that was, but I think that's what they were trying to portray him as.
You know why, right?
They can get Aaron out.
But the thing is, he was doing that because at the end of the day, if Aaron didn't get charged with that double homicide, he would get charged.
And I think he did it personally.
The nigga that got shot in the
yeah,
drone?
Yeah.
So he was in there. And my thing is, after Aaron Hernandez allegedly shot the nigga in the face after they left the club and he fell asleep in the whip, he still didn't give Aaron up. Like, the detectives and shit at the hospital were like, bruh, nigga tried to murder you. Like, it's a miracle you're alive. Let's get a killer off the street. Tell me who did it. And nigga was like, I don't know who did it, but nigga was crazy as shit.
Yeah, I don't, because I personally don't think Aaron did it.
So you don't think Aaron shot him in the face either?
Nah, because that's what they explained in the whole
shit. They tried to say it was a drug deal that went bad.
So him and Aaron went to Miami. Aaron put him on some folks for some drug shit. Shit went south. He got shot in the face. But then what happened was Aaron was scared for his life after that. He went and requested. He told Belichick, I need a trade. I got to get the fuck up out of here. I'm scared for my life.
And Belichick said, no. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
So Belichick technically the reason why he died.
It's a good reason.
Nigga got an apartment in the projects to hide. Mm-hmm. His next door neighbor, little old white bitch, was like, yeah, I just kept smelling this skunk smell in the hallway. And that nigga in the courtroom just wanting to smirk so bad. Yeah, like, yeah, I was in there with that pressure.
That pressure.
I was in there with that gas.
It was probably mid in 2013.
If,
in 2013.
If I was Belichick, I'd say the same thing. Where are you going? I can't trade you and get what I want.
Bob Kraft ended up calling. So there's a nigga that worked for the Patriots that handles special situations.
I feel like Kraft had enough money to make this all
go
away.
And also, Kraft is a scumbag.
He's 100%
nigga
scumbag.
Nigga got caught buying pussy for $100 in Florida.
The reason is 2.5 times too much he paying for. Because it's only 40. It's only 40.
Not like this Robert Kraft, he got to get over it.
I don't think so.
Whatever came of that, too much money to even.
He got thrown out, of course.
Yeah.
For what?
Trump, I think after the shit
Trump
happened,
buy it too.
Yeah, Trump put out a little
but they friends
that
though.
Bob Kraft was a good.
Yeah, they friends though.
Yeah, all these rich niggas friends, bro.
You don't remember like him and
Tom Brady.
Yeah. A bunch of niggas like.
Well, I
like,
fight Tom Brady.
I feel like we should invite him on here.
Tom Brady.
Here you come.
Fuck him in the mugs.
Tom Brady believe in the same shit you believe in, bro.
Cheating.
He is not cheating on Gillette.
Gillette.
What's her name?
Julian.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Yeah.
But, I don't think she's that cute, but that's
all right. So the bottom line of the fucking Aaron Hernandez shit, after they, you know, the family decided to donate his brain to the CTE study. Right, they go dig the nigga up, they cut his brain out.
He about to drop an album. About to drop an album. CTE, ain't that Jeezy?
Fuck you.
You don't like Jeezy?
Nah, yeah, but
that was my favorite rapper for the longest.
They tried to say that like his brain showed the worst case of CTE they have ever seen.
And somebody
his age,
yeah.
Okay, so pause that too. You gonna let your kids play football?
Yeah.
They just gonna have to die.
Cause I seen a lot of people say CTE is real. I'm not gonna let my kids real, play.
Like, if my daughter fat, she playing center. I ain't trying to work for the rest of my life.
It don't even be fat.
Thank God. But she won't be out here just giving up box.
She might.
Big joints get more pipe than any joint in this planet.
I feel like they just suck more dick.
That too?
It's because they get scammed out. They get scammed out.
They suck more dick.
Yeah. Oh, man, I came. I got to go now. I'm like,
but you ain't about to leave me like this.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
But so they had Chris Borland on there too. You know who Chris Borland is, right? He retired after a year, even though he was amazing. Like,
yeah.
They were talking about Junior Seau killing himself and things like that. But they said, like, his advanced CTE was like he had the brain of a 77-year-old with dementia. Aaron Hernandez did.
I still feel like that's a cop-out.
I do. But they say it affects your decision-making and your impulsiveness.
But at least say I killed himself and didn't kill nobody else.
Like Chris Benoit.
Like, I still...
Chris Benoit, I think, he probably had the
fucking really, CTE. I really honestly think that is a cop out. But
it
think,
is a cop out.
Think of the hundreds of NFL players.
Thousands that played the game and nothing.
Played the game way before all these rules got implemented to protect players.
Niggas played in hats in 1920.
Now, you feel me though? They going in for tackles head first, trying to bust a nigga shit wide the fuck open.
Right.
Know what I mean? And them niggas, like, yeah, they brain fucked up. They shit fucked up. But they ain't out here killing nobody.
They probably shitting on themselves.
probably wearing defense.
Because they can put a label on something and call it something, it's a problem.
But, you know, but this is not to be disrespectful.
The nigga was just sick, bro.
He was sick.
He was a bad person.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Aaron Hernandez. Yeah, he was
He had good qualities. He was very talented. And he was an amazing football player.
He was
player.
A terrible human.
Yes. He was just a bad person. They just accepted.
But also,
this is what it is.
But we also got to speak on the shit he dealt with growing up. Like, his mom was trash.
And he got molested in the closet.
He got molested by MJ.
Yeah, they were playing hide and
Michael Jackson.
The brother said they would be playing hide and go seek at the crib and nobody would come looking for him in like 15, 20 minutes.
So, like, did you know he had a brother?
BJ or some shit like that.
So, his dad, it was Junior. So, like, David Junior or something. His brother went to UConn to play football. And they thought they were going to get Aaron to go. That's why they got brother to go. But then, you know, Aaron said,
yeah,
he
went to
do we remember this Patriots team when they was goddamn, they had.
Just rewind.
They had Aaron Hernandez on one side. They had Gronk on the other side.
Yeah.
I mean.
Julian Edelman.
Fucking. Tom Brady was eating off quick passes.
Yeah, Deion Branch.
Matter of fact, he didn't even have to throw quick passes all the time because goddamn Aaron Hernandez will take off on a goddamn fly.
And he was better than Gronk.
He was better than Gronk. He was.
Hey, bro.
For two reasons. One, because. And two, he stayed healthy.
Right.
Gronk been hurt every year he was in the year.
Aaron also spoke on the, like, well, you know, because they had a lot of his jail conversations were recorded. And they played him. He said he was doped up all the time, like Toradol every fucking game because he was in pain. He said his body was fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's sad, like, cause he went out sad. Like, I really don't feel no sympathy about him killing himself, but he went out bad.
We can rewind back to Florida.
They said ESPN needed a 30 for 30 on that University of Florida team.
They had
Tim Tebow. They had Aaron Hernandez. They had racist Riley Cooper.
Yeah.
And then they had the Pouncey twins. They
were selling dope.
Them two gangsta ass niggas.
Bro, my homeboy coach at the school they went to in high school. Mm-hmm. They there every summer.
Yeah.
Bro, what's funny is nigga Aaron Hernandez was in jail and he was still talking to his agent. And his agent was like, yeah, I reached out to Nike this morning to see if we could get you a deal. Aaron Hernandez said, did you call Smith and Wesson?
He knew how he did.
Yeah, I mean, the agent kind of, I think he was open with the agent.
Right.
You know
what I mean? At this point, he was already convicted, I believe. So
he was serving that life sentence for that first murder.
But his mom was trash. His mom was fucking the cousin's husband, but the cousin had breast cancer.
Yeah.
So like, not only she bringing the nigga to the court cases, the cousin there too, and the cousin had to go to jail because she wouldn't speak on bro. You know what I mean?
She a real one.
And then she did all that while looking over, and her nigga over there fucking his mama, and bro out here just. Serving, like, he just serving bacon at the crib. Like,
yeah.
And then bro woke up and bro just in there cooking bacon in his drawers.
Hey, nigga, you want some eggs?
Drinking all the Kool-Aid.
I mean,
that shit crazy.
You can't help who you love, though.
That's a lie.
You can't help who you fall in love with.
You can't help it.
How?
Don't be around them. Ain't tender.
You can't help who you love, man.
I mean.
You love who you love.
So.
Love has no boundaries.
Right, that's why. All right, cool.
Yeah.
So, never
mind. Yeah. On feds and police and Aaron Hernandez, y'all see
rest
the story
peace.
About and free R. Kelly. y'all see the story about the Raleigh cop and the dude in the police brutality.
That knee was crazy.
It wasn't police brutality.
That's what they call it.
But it wasn't.
Okay. Backstory is
I just feel like black people. always just feel like
this nigga is in here jerking off the fucking mic. Like, what are you doing,
bro? Hey, you heard him. He said y'all morning.
He took a deep breath and started stroking the mic.
That was straight. Yeah. I never seen the mic straight.
Justin Hernandez.
Yeah.
Richardson Kelly.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Hey.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Are we going to get him too?
Yeah. No, but that was not police brutality.
Okay. Backstory. Justin. Mm-hmm. You got a backstory for it.
So, come to find out. So, off gate, I just saw him. The video. I just saw the video. He was getting his ass wild. And I was like, damn, that's fucked up.
Because we talked about it.
Right.
We
talked about it. And then, next thing I know, they tell me that he had 3 hit and runs, under the influence, and had minors in the car while doing all this.
And this is 9:30 in the morning.
Right. And he just, and then they asked him to get out of the car, and he refused to. Us as black people, we need to realize to.
And that's when the video started.
And that's when the video started. We need to alleviate some of these things and start just listening. You can avoid a lot of situations by not being a nigga. You know what I mean? Like, being ignorant. You know what I mean? So
you do the crime, you got to be prepared to do the goddamn time.
Facts.
Right? So you out drunk driving 9 o'clock in the fucking morning. You hit 2 goddamn cars. Then the cops see you driving erratically. As a cop, you're inclined to pull this nigga over. Let me find out what's going on.
Right.
All
right? I think they came because they got a call. Like,
yeah, hey, and then they spotted the vehicle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the cop stops the nigga. Hey, what's going on? I'm going to need you to step out the car. Put your hands on the steering wheel was the first command. 1, nigga refused to put his hands on the steering wheel.
Right.
When you're a cop, you got to assume that you're in danger. When you don't know what's going on in a particular vehicle. Put your hands on the steering wheel.
You're denying the request, so now you're a threat. You are a threat. Right.
And it doesn't help when there's passengers in the vehicle acting a certain way as well.
And underage.
Like, shut the fuck up. Let this shit play out. See what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Put your hands on the steering wheel. Nigga asking what? Just put your hands on the steering wheel, bro. Put your hands on the steering wheel. Follow all commands and try to find out what you did. Right. Maybe you didn't do any fucking thing. And
niggas watch Queen and Slim and get stupid. Like, yeah.
Now, you refuse that first command. All right, now get your motherfucking ass out the goddamn car. I ain't got time for your shit today. Get out. You don't want to get out. He locks himself up in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now he locks his feet.
I don't know if y'all ever try to move somebody that locked their whole body up. It's next to impossible, no matter how small they are.
You also got to commend the officer for one. He at this point, he has not even pulled a taser. He ain't even pulled his fucking gun. He ain't pulled nothing. He is trying to, at this point, forcefully to remove the nigga from the vehicle without any kind of deadly force.
Yeah, because he could have easily shot him and we would have had a different convo. Yeah. And then I guess maybe we would have a problem, but I think...
He booted the nigga in his ribcage so good.
That shit hurt.
I thought
we was watching WWE.
Right. When I gave Chad the video earlier, I said, start it up because you got to see that first. Like, that was
boom. Yeah. I was like, yes sir, officer. After that, I'd have got out. I don't want to get kicked like that again.
So he gets kicked, and then he complies with the first one. So he's holding on to the steering wheel. So he.
But I think that's because he didn't want to get pulled out.
He didn't want to get out of the car. I'm saying.
Yeah.
But as a human being with a little bit of sense, how do you think this is going to end, bro?
It's going to end bad. So let's just say he was in fear for his life. I get out the car, I'm going to die. Nigga, I'm going to get beat up. Now you in the car getting beat up. You get out, they pull you out of the car, you still getting beat up.
First of all, if you don't know any sense, if you're sitting down and somebody is standing up, you've put yourself in a defenseless position.
Yeah, you already done.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing you'd be able to do at that point but make it worse than yourself. Just get the fuck out the goddamn car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, like, it's... I comply with everything just because I don't want to be I don't want to be.
And another thing, if you feel like as a black person, you're already at odds, what are you doing to try to mitigate the situation from going all the way fucking left? You also have to take some kind of culpability and responsibility for how this shit is going to end. You know what I mean? So if you don't get out the vehicle, guess what? Now it's step 2.
Right.
I'm going to forcefully remove you. If I can't forcefully remove you, now is step three. You know, try to use some kind of non-lethal way to get the nigga out of the car.
Whatever is necessary.
And so, like, me, when we first spoke about it, me and you both said it was necessary but excessive. And
it was not excessive, no, the least bit.
And then, like I said, once what we were talking about earlier, we spoke to DeWitt commented on it.
As a former police officer.
And DeWitt was like, no, motherfucker, like, that's how I gotta go. That's how I gotta go. He said, because you gotta think, like you said earlier, niggas with that lock they legs and can't get out, you gotta soften them up to get them out.
Yeah.
And so, then once he spoke it out, I was like, you know what? But also, like I said, I've also always been the type.
He would have been Bob barbecue.
Right.
That taser would have been out so fast.
You just almost folded this table, yeah, too. But not like, a lot of times, when a lot of that shit went on, like, cause I feel like it was a span of like a year or two where niggas were just dying by the police. You know what I mean? And at first, you know, you're like, what are these niggas doing to get put themselves in this position? But then you see the videos and stuff, you're like, oh, the police wilding. But at the same time, after seeing all that, we need to learn our lesson and just be like, and try to keep ourselves out of those situations.
Comply.
Like, it's been plenty of situations where we've been in situations and like, fuck this. Okay. You know what I mean?
I can give
a perfect example. Justin, you might remember this because I think we ended up meeting up with y'all at the Waffle House. We went to a party downtown. It was me, Eligor, Short, and Andrika in the car.
No, I was at home, bro. I remember where you came out.
So this is exactly how it played out. 2:00 in the morning. Me and Eligor drove, but at this point, he's in no position to drive.
I know he's bent. If he's driving, right. I know you gone.
So we let Andrika drive the car. Now, if you're driving an unfamiliar vehicle, you know, she got a newer vehicle. Her lights automatically cut on. Eligor, you know, his vehicle wasn't necessarily up to today's time. At the time. So he we got in the car. Right. Yeah. We in the car and Andrika's driving. She didn't cut the lights on. Got pulled. Right? Mm-hmm. There's three weapons in the car. I got my pistol. Eligor got his pistol. Short got his. We get pulled over. Mm-hmm. He got decisions to make. Do you tell the cop that there's weapons in the car? Or do you just try to see how this shit gonna play out?
Right.
Right? They pull the car over. They want the driver to get out. Eligor rolls his window down. Start talking shit to the officer.
Yeah, that's...
I need your badge number. You need to get your supervisor out here. Woo-dee-woo. Blowing smoke in the cop face. I'm sitting here watching him agitate the officer, knowing that there's three weapons in the vehicle. At this point, we have not had an opportunity to even tell the cop that there's guns in the car.
Right.
But the cop is not being agitated by the nigga in the back that won't shut the fuck up. What do you think is going to happen? Everybody get the fuck out of the car. Mm-hmm. I'm about to search this vehicle. So I'm trying to, you know, balance out the shit by talking to the cop while Eligor is running his mouth. Officer, don't pay him no mind. He's drunk. Eligor, shut the fuck up before I got to put hands on you. Because mm-hmm. I ain't going to die.
Not out here.
Because you're running your mouth and you pissing this nigga off. And niggas forget that cops are humans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Think of one of us, like, not even you, MJ. Justin, think if me and you were cops with the temper we had.
Right. I'm pissed whooping everybody.
There'd be so many dead niggas out here.
I had a conversation the other day, right? Me and somebody were talking about the whole, you know, niggas getting killed shit by cops. Mm-hmm. I truthfully, even if a cop, I'm not saying there are no racist cops around. I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
There's racists everywhere. But I don't wholeheartedly believe that a cop will wake up in the morning.
I'm about to kill me a nigga.
And say,
today.
I'm going to kill me a nigga on duty today. I feel like what that cop wakes up and says, I don't have the patience to deal with niggas today. And if a nigga try me, it might end bad. That's two completely different things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Cop ain't waking up saying, I'm just going to shoot a nigga just for the hell of it. But a cop might say, a nigga pushed my button one time today. He going to feel it.
Yeah, he going to feel this.
So, what do you have to do as a citizen? Try your very best to alleviate situations from going left, and you might not end up dead.
Facts.
You gotta take some responsibility.
That's the mentality we all got, coming where we're coming from. Like, you gotta do what you gotta do to survive. Nigga, if you gotta shut up, shut up. If you gotta comply with the police, I'm not saying you go out here and snitch, whatever, whatever. Hood rules. But you gonna do what you gotta do to make it back home to your family.
For real. Like, the one time I got arrested, like, I could have wild out. Like, I got arrested under the false pretenses that I was somebody else.
But you look like everybody.
No, but like they was like, your name Justin Richardson. You have a grand larceny. Like they was like, yeah, you have an open case for grand larceny. You didn't show up to court.
You got a common name,
right? Exactly.
Your name's so common,
especially in the area where I live in Halifax County. They arrested me, took me to jail, was about to throw me in jail for grand larceny. They brought me the papers. I said, this not even my social. They said, huh? I said, that's not even my motherfucking middle name. Like, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? His middle name was like, it started with a D or something. I was like, that's Dick. Not even me. Yeah, something like that.
Justin Dick Richardson.
Yeah.
That you.
That's my porn name.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, and then I could have been the nigga that wild out, got shot and died in 2010, but.
For no reason.
They still threw me in jail. Disturbing the peace. Yeah.
But it's like, it's so.
But like I said, I could have been that nigga, but I was like, you know, I ain't trying to do all that. I just want to go home. Leave me the fuck alone.
So my homeboy got pulled over. Now, he was 100% in the wrong. When we were in Liz, he got pulled over doing 80 in a residential. Cop pulled him 80 over.
80
in
the
60.
Fuck it.
No, 80 in the
35.
Yeah, pulled him over.
He ain't had MJ pussy in a minute.
Literally.
Hey, keep going, MJ. I'm sorry.
Literally on the corner. Like, he could see his house from where he got pulled over. Mm-hmm. So the cop was asking him, what's going on? Boom, boom, boom. Why you doing this? This nigga goes off. Why you pulling? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, yo, shut up. All you got to do is shut up, listen to him. And he said he going to let you go. He said, I just want to talk to you. I'll let you go. This nigga going off. Nigga went slam to jail right at, threw him on the hood, straight to jail. I was like, nigga, you drunk driving with an open container in the front seat. And he was about to let you go. And you wouldn't shut up. Get him out 5:30 in the morning. Talking about some, man, I should have just listened to y'all and not said nothing. Like, bro, just like, I understand certain situations it's going to go left regardless.
Right.
But you got to do what you got to do to alleviate it from going left.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't trying to die today.
Take some fucking responsibility.
So the nigga was, he had 3 hit and runs at 9:00 in the morning. Get out the car.
Right. Like, bro, just take your little time. You probably get a little probation, maybe 30 days.
You,
like,
they'll take your license from you. You still gonna drive?
You're 19. Yeah. Shut up. Like,
no cap.
No cap. Like,
that's all I'm
doing. Like, niggas just wanna, people wanna be martyrs so bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They wanna be the cause.
Social media is the reason a lot of shit fucked up in the world today.
Yeah.
R. Kelly would not be who he is if social media didn't exist.
Nah, he was who he was before social media.
Yeah, he the world.
No, what I'm saying is it wouldn't be as bad. Like, two of his bitches got to fight on live like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Like, that. Like, without that, we wouldn't know about it.
I feel like R. Kelly in jail waiting to get out to go fuck Bad Bobby.
What? Why you keep calling her that?
That's her name. Her name is spelled
B-H-A-B-I-E.
Bobby. Bad Bobby.
That's the joint that was like, Cash Me Outside.
Yeah, she was 17 now. What's Adrian Broner slid her in her DMs and she outed him.
Yeah, that's she ain't gonna be shit just for that.
She a hoe.
Yeah, like
$40. She a 40.
She a $40 bitch, yeah. But she can rap kinda.
She might have
album of the year.
Yeah, she might have, what's her name beat?
Roddy Rich?
What's that one?
I know.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, no. Like, Chad upset. He loves Roddy Rich.
Yeah, no.
You join Crip family.
It's funny. My manager walked in the office the other day singing.
It's not unusual.
Song. Cash App.
Yo, that joint.
And it's like, huh?
Yo, I like that song though. That joint tough.
It's a banger. Like,
I like that song. Mean,
it might go down as
niggas don't want to give Roddy Rich credit he deserves.
I mean, he's straight.
better than Pop, but that whatever.
Everybody's better than Pop.
We ain't got to talk
about
that.
It's a lot.
New music. Who? He like Stunna 4 Vegas.
Yeah.
What about Stunna 4 Vegas? I see niggas out here complaining that he talking on the album, and I'm okay with it.
Like, have you listened to his music? Bro, be rapping and then just say, I fuck a nigga bitch up. You know what I mean? I fuck this shit. Nigga, go back to rapping.
Beat still going.
Yeah, he talking.
Yeah, he was talking, bro. Yeah,
nigga done missed 30 seconds of the beat.
Yeah, like, and then next thing you know, he off rhyme, like the rhythmic pattern and everything off. But
that's fine.
He for the young trap niggas, because he for the niggas that can't tell you who Nas is. Well, can't, you know what I mean?
Have y'all seen that video of the LSU players?
Have you seen that? They play like Name the 90s, and they'll show them like pictures and stuff. So they showed them a picture of Nas, and they was like, I don't know who the fuck.
Granted, the players that they talked to were born between 1998 and 2001.
But where were they born at?
It doesn't matter. We're just talking about like the age range. You got,
bro. I was born here. I know who the fuck Nas is. No, I'm also born in the 80s. But
if they were born in New York, they know who he is.
Right.
But if they were born in Alabama and Louisiana and Texas,
Mississippi and shit, name. Yeah.
So they know Boosie.
They know Boosie.
It's crazy because I was having a conversation today.
It's regional, though.
And it's crazy how I can say I was in college 10 years ago.
Crazy, right?
Like, I'm not even that old. Compared to y'all niggas, I'm still a baby, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all call me the baby of the group.
You are a baby.
Yeah.
That's a fat baby.
Big baby. Yeah, big baby Davis. Yeah, getting stuck on the rim type shit.
Big baby Chad.
Yeah. Big baby Chad. But
because how old Derrick? Derrick about to be 29.
Yeah. Every 4 years, niggas don't know who nobody is.
Now, because you started at school 13 years ago, right? College. Yeah. That's trying to be funny.
Yeah,
20.
And you graduated high school over 15 years ago.
Right? I did.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's how much times have changed. They showed them a picture of AOL. They didn't know who the fuck that was. Like, they didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
Like, they was like, what is this? They showed niggas a picture of a VCR. Them niggas didn't know what it was. This a DVD player?
Yeah.
I said, these niggas is ignorant. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
we almost, at the 80s and 90s is almost irrelevant.
Derrick bought DVDs last year, and I don't know why the fuck he did that. Like, he don't order that.
Speaking of which, did y'all see, can we talk about Odell Beckham Jr.?
He smacked
how much of a fucking jackass he is?
Bro, somebody asked me if he was top five.
Top five what?
That's what I wanted to know. I got no problem with him being gay if he is.
Let's talk about Odell Beckham. But before we even get to the faggotry, right? Let's talk about. For real. Let's talk about the fact that this nigga was on national television
giving money out
immediately after the fucking national championship. Handing out money. Like, bruh. Do we not see the NCAA like sanctions that get handed down
for anything
to players that even get $5 for an autographed t-shirt?
Anything.
Like, come on, bro, what are you doing? There's 1,000 fucking cameras around you everywhere.
Right.
And you counting out blue notes handing it to niggas.
This is how serious the NCAA is. Penny Hardaway. His number one player in the class, he moved that nigga in 7th or 8th grade.
It was like 3 years ago, so it was like he was like 10th grade or something like that.
He moved them when he was...
Not even, age, and he wasn't AU, even a, he wasn't even a college coach.
He wasn't nothing.
He was a booster, supposedly.
He moved them for AAU. Nigga is ineligible
because,
to play basketball.
Because he gave $1 million to Memphis, and that considered him a booster.
A booster for Memphis.
And that's what I'm saying. So Odell out there with a few $1,000s handing out a couple hundreds here and there.
LSU
to niggas that probably
about to get vacated.
But you know what the crazy thing is?
Nah, that went in and get vacated.
Yeah, but the thing is, a lot of that, like, he gave a lot of that money to niggas that's not even going to play for them no more.
Yeah.
Now, that's going to be niggas that's going to probably be playing on Sunday come October, November. Yeah. So.
Y'all think Joe Burrow first rounder?
He's the first pick.
They're going to pick him.
Bro, he
whether or not he's built to be the first round.
I'd rather find he gonna bust, but he's gonna be the first pick.
And so this nigga Odell also there was an officer in the locker room, and he grabbed the officer butt cheeks talking about get the gat.
Which one do you think was worse, to get the gat part or grabbing his ass?
I think grabbing his ass was,
because he came from here.
Yeah,
he came from here.
And he like just squeezed his ass cheek.
But then screamed get the gat in his face.
All right, so there's been some dialogue on Facebook over the last few days about the whole situation, and somebody was like, you know, the only reason Odell got there's a warrant out for his arrest for grabbing the officer ass cheek was because he was really they were using that to get at him for handing out money after the fact.
That's nothing to do with
I said that, and that's what I said. I said that's bullshit.
Two different,
the officer is the one, because it wasn't immediate where charges got filed.
Right.
The officer saw an opportunity, if you're asking me.
Trying to get paid.
Oh, a millionaire football star just grabbed my ass?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can hit a lit real quick.
Yeah,
because
he got 65 guaranteed,
I believe. Sure as shit. Today, news broke. Officer is willing to dismiss charges. To drop the charges against Odell. You know what that is, right? Odell legal team called the officer, look, we'll slide you this. Shut the fuck up. Go on about your goddamn business. You could probably take a 1 year vacation, unpaid, because we about to take care of you. Mind your goddamn business.
Right.
Okay, yes. That was a ploy to, he saw dollar signs when his ass got grabbed. Odell grabbed my ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Odell grabbed my ass. I'm dragging him through the ringer. I need a half a meal. I'm gonna get that half a meal and call Lizzo and go hang out. You know what I mean? I'm going to the next Lakers game, ass cheeks out. What the fuck is you talking about?
Like your ass
cheeks. Yeah. And, okay.
You gonna
I'ma get some goddamn Neutrogena goddamn. Slick this ass the fuck down. Fuck around and get some Johnson Johnson in this bitch.
Boy,
yeah, you feel me though?
You better in the world.
Huh?
Too much West Coast production.
Yeah.
40 ounce bounce.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, I remember them. Little DVDs.
I miss 40 ounce bounce. What you mean? They just
pouring
beer old English on bitch.
Shout out to Jasmine Cashmere. She my favorite.
She a deacon,
Obsession.
Man.
Obsession. Yes, she is. She my favorite. Obsession was my bitch.
Rossi
was so overrated. And Pinky was
definitely
overrated.
Bro, I hate Pinky.
Have you seen her lately?
She looked like
Tony Wiggins.
Nah, she's a little bigger than Tony. Tony ain't
Sean Gehringer.
Yeah.
She's Sean Gehringer.
Sean Roxy Reynolds Gehringer.
Yeah.
I'm sick of him too.
Look like
he
a
girl in my occasion. Fuck these bitches.
MBK too.
Yeah. MBK too. Bro, I'm tired of being treated like a piece of meat.
Hey, you.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a rant.
This is where we going. Go ahead with your rant.
I'm sick of being treated like a piece of meat. I'm at an age now where I just want to chill. I want to enjoy company. But bitches just look at me like I'm just some fuck toy, and I'm sick of it. I am fucking sick of it. Just you would love me and appreciate me.
Yeah,
I'm angry.
He the scissor champ of the world.
Yeah, my
dick
like a clit.
Do you want to get married?
Yes.
You want to have kids?
Yes.
So you're ready to start a family?
Yes.
It's only illegal. It's only legal in like 32 states for you to get married.
Why? Fuck you.
Yeah.
You the gayest nigga
to say.
It's not even close.
I ain't at this table.
He top two and he not two. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
You know what's crazy is you and then Chad. And then Chad has a woman at home.
She a beard. Hold on. No, I'm bullshitting.
Yo, hold on. Here go the plug.
No.
We on the wheels January 25th.
Oh, I'm,
We gonna talk about that. But no, so like to go back to the beginning of the episode where they somehow was able to find, like, you know, closeted gay niggas, ex-NFL players that have now came out the closet to talk. And one nigga said, in the gay community, when a man is a closeted gay, but he has a public girlfriend or wife, they're labeled as beards.
And I, like, we're talking, when I heard that, I was like, wow, because I got a beard.
It's a couple niggas. If I was to name three niggas right now, they're beards.
No, they not beards.
The woman is a beard. Yeah.
Odell Beckham.
Gay.
Yeah.
James Harden with cornrows. He about to.
Yeah, I'm sick of
Deion Sanders. Yeah,
I'm sick of.
And
you think Deion Sanders gay?
Bro, he way too
flamboyant
and flat. Like, you talk too much. And Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook got a beard now.
Nah, he just said he got.
I just
a beard.
Feel like he won.
That gay beard.
Shout out to Amisha too, because you look like Russell Westbrook. She.
Who is that?
On air?
Just tell the world, huh?
On air?
It was a while ago.
Yeah, I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding my word from the kid.
Speaking of which,
you expect me?
Nah, I'm just saying, niggas want to take care of their kids now and then play Drake on social media when they finally, you know, say, hey, I got a kid. But anyway,
I seen that.
I feel like he took a shot at us.
He did again.
Yeah,
he can't beat me the fuck up.
Well, I'm going to take the high road.
I'm not.
So, who are you? Am I afraid? I'm not. I don't have a problem.
MJ, let it settle in. What?
I'm not about to listen.
Say it again if you bad.
Who are you can see?
Justin, bad to the bones, man. Bad to the bones. Hey, it is what it is.
DJ Khaled, we depressed.
It is what it is.
Hey, look, Boosie wanted to be Plies in 2015.
But Boosie is hilarious.
Boosie said, I wish I would have skeeted in just like four bitches.
I wish I wouldn't have had so many baby mama.
I would have skeeted in a couple of them.
Yeah. So apparently Rihanna and her billionaire boyfriend split, and Boosie posted a picture, said, thank you, God. It's my turn.
Like, you know, like, even how Plies, like, was like, forgotten about the Plies. First two albums were like crazy, like,
yeah,
good, like, you know what I mean. And
I like Plies. I always like Plies, though.
Musically, Plies can, like, his music is good.
He got good music.
It's just he fell off the face.
And right now he'll still give us one a year.
Like one a year. Like, yeah.
That's all you need, though.
Right. But he fell off the face of the earth and reemerged on Instagram with his funny video.
Rebuilding his brand.
I feel like Boosie doing the same.
Man, niggas, everybody got a cute dog friend. Hey, yeah. You got a cute dog that'll call you, say he cooking on the grill, right? Goddamn that. He said that cute dog friend to come move your whole house for you. Yeah. Goddamn.
Hey, look, that's literally 3 days after we moved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Justin,
it was that same day. Justin, you the best supervisor. Worst supervisor ever.
But I got go.
Hey, that nigga said, look, y'all turn it this way, y'all can get it in the door. Nigga, that's your couch.
I was ignoring him because I was 10 seconds away from saying, fuck it, you can get it.
That's why I didn't want to say too much. I didn't want you to say that. you can
get it.
Like, my little brother, I feel like he was on the edge, too.
Both your little
brothers. Man, I goddamn slipped with that hand truck. I almost just said, fuck all this.
Hey, look, my brother was screaming out. He said, barbershop. Our brother laughed with like 10
feet. Bro, I'm halfway on the step trying to hold them two big ass boxes in the hand truck, and nobody would come help me. Bro,
I was just sitting there killed over, just dying.
I was getting so frustrated.
Oh, man.
But, hey, look, so Saturday, January 25th. MJ, we move forward.
Odell and his little pants.
Yeah. But Saturday, January 25th, Will's. What was it called? Will's Social Bistro.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
This is the first event we hosted.
Yeah, Saturday, 1 to 5, man. Will's Social Bistro, Durham, North Carolina. Always 5 o'clock. We'll be hosting a day party. 90s bash, you know what I mean? 90s day party, 90s theme type shit.
Just
1 to 5.
From 1 to 5. Know what I mean? We going to have whatever the DJ is on the ones and twos. I don't know who it is.
DJ iPod.
Yeah, but y'all going to have him jizzing on the goddamn mic. Okay. Know what I mean? Yeah, y'all go ahead, Chizzy Chad coming again to you live
Justin
on the mic.
Justin ain't gonna be there, so that means we got space for 3 more people.
Bitch.
Nah, but if y'all ain't doing shit, man, real cool wave, day wave. Now, I mean, niggas getting old now. We can't do that 10 to 2 shit at night no more.
Yeah, we 1 to 5.
Facts. Yeah. We 1 to 5, but... There is gonna be food available while it lasts. Cash bar. You come in there, get fucked up. Know what I mean? Make sure you drink responsibly. Say that again. It's Aquarius bash. Shit. It's Jelena's party. She's turning dirty 30. Nah, I got me a little cougar. Yeah, I got. Hey, yeah, I got me a little cool. Yeah, not for I'm talking about, but nah, man.
Turning 30. So are we? So the question I have is: we usually record on the weekends. Are we gonna record that night?
No. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
children of all ages.
Yeah, Justin says as long as she's 16, but whatever. So episode 52, we got something cooking that's gonna be. It's gonna be epic.
We got ideas. We need to get
we got something cooking that's gonna be epic. Details probably will be released sometime next month. We are gonna do a live show. For the 1 year mark. Just want all our listeners to come out. And then immediately after the live show, we're gonna have an after party, we're gonna turn the fuck up, we're gonna have fun. It's probably going to be a day joint because, again, niggas is getting old.
Right.
Now I'm talking about. But it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be epic. We want to try something different. The shit is about to get taken in another direction. We are on the cusp, or just about, if I'm not mistaken. We actually might be 10,000 plus listeners. So
50,000 by the end.
10,000 plus. So we finna crank this shit up a notch.
Fuck T.I.
Hey, look, we literally invite y'all. Like, I see comments. Y'all crazy. Y'all blah, blah, blah. Y'all so wrong. We invite you on here to debate us, to talk with us. And y'all get ghosts. Hey, come up here. Come have a good time.
You know, it's funny because somebody hit me up actually earlier this week.
You get a bottle of liquor of your choice if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Somebody hit me up earlier this week. It was a female. She was like, "Hey, you know, I just been rocking with y'all since episode 1, and I kind of want to come up there, but I'm scared. Y'all scare me. I just feel like y'all gonna ask me questions that I'm not comfortable answering. Listen, what you gotta understand is this is an open platform. So, and I respected her for telling me that because I don't want you to come up here. I'ma pause the episode midway and tell you to get the fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I might kick you.
No, but this is just somewhere I want people to be able to come and open up, say what you want to say. There's absolutely no filter and there's nothing off limits.
But this is so women, if you come, you can bring your ratchet friend that's gonna answer for you.
Not only that, like we discussed the topics right before the episode. This is not something we do kind of come up with it during the week, but we literally. If somebody comes on, we have them here to discuss it with them. Yeah. That way, they don't know what they know what they're getting into before we start.
This is literally 2 or 3 hour process.
And if you're dumb or deaf, bring your interpreter with you. We read sign language up here.
Speaking of deaf, you seen the nigga that sued Pornhub because they didn't have closed captions.
Yeah.
Like, bro, if you don't just watch and shut the fuck up, like,
man. I do be having to watch with the sign off on my lady at home, though, so I kind of feel. Yeah, I kind of feel deaf sometimes.
I watch with the speaker on. Real big speaker.
When you watching porn, how long do it take you to nut?
Hold on. The process of finding one.
Have you ever came during the process and they make you mad?
So upset. It makes me so because then you find a good video and you want to watch the rest of it, but it just make you sick to your...
Yeah, because I already came.
It make you sick to your fucking stomach.
I'm touching myself during the search process.
Like, I last longer jacking than I do fucking. I don't get it.
Like, okay, so when you done...
Legs
you
be so like, sleep.
When you done, you be like, I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah.
I'm sick. I'm always sick. I'm like, you stupid bitch.
That's
it. I feel like we missed something. I feel like we made it forever.
Whatever.
I'll come on in like a couple hours.
And do it.
Yeah, I'm horny.
I hope it's a good episode because this last one kind of...
Can we kill Tasha?
Yeah, I've been wanting Tasha dead. I want her dead when I felt like those should have been with Angela anyway. Now he would.
Tasha, man, like her, the man.
Yeah, they may they rest in shit.
The man she loved was Silver.
Yeah. So hold on, I seen some shit where they said Terry Silver and the
Kamala Harris.
They brother and sister.
No,
fuck they get that shit from?
So people been making up theories.
Okay.
On the internet, and that's the theory I saw, and that didn't make sense because. The lady with the missing tooth, two-bit bitch, she said it was somebody who was walking up on that last episode who killed her. So I don't know why people keep throwing out these theories that don't make sense.
But do you also think that Power Confidential is created to kind of sway you from what's actually going to happen?
That's Terrence J, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like I'll be a better host than that. But
Rude to the Good Brothers, he cool people's too.
Now he is like I respect him for making out of Rocky Mountain because not a lot of people do. No. But seriously, like if she, like a lot of shit she said makes sense, you know what I mean? And so she said Angela won't die, but Angela died within the first 5 minutes of that fucking episode. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if she says
you owe me $100.
No, I don't.
Angela,
you owe me $100.
You owe me $100 because Angela not dead.
Hey, her leg was just as gray in that casket.
Yeah, it was gray as his beard.
Yeah, that was a dummy.
Yeah, you like you.
But not like it was one of the it's like one of the sick people that walked up. So people keep making these theories. Like, niggas irritate me because they make shit up. You know what I mean? Like. Bro, if she said them six people did it, they did it. Don't say Kamala did it just to... No.
That's cool.
It was but Tariq.
I feel like it's going to be a Kansas City, Green Bay Super Bowl.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't.
I got my homes with it, though.
Because Drake wore that Green Bay jacket. Yeah. Real or not, it showed up.
Hey, Ryan Tannehill, if you listening, you bitch-ass nigga, we want you back. Come back to the Dolphins.
Hey, big head.
But look, man.
We're gonna close it on something different. So this is a caveat to the next episode. Women, we need you to talk about the one that got away.
Let's just talk about that.
We gonna find out. Any woman listening,
one hoe say that.
any woman listening to this episode, we invite you.
It's,
whatever you want, we'll provide it for you.
I am saying this. There's a lot of you dumb bitches that let me slip through the cracks, and that was a big crack. Good night.
A big crack.